You are now listening to the Rob Report.
Yeah, yeah, we are back.
Episode 15, about time. It is, yeah. That's
yeah,
it.
And this is actually a special edition. We have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
That we're going to be having an interview with, and that is none other than Julie Dexter.
Miss Dexter.
From the UK right now, based out of Atlanta. Really dope soul singer, jazz singer. We're going to hear more about her. More about her new album. So we're gonna get back to that in a little while.
Right.
Scripts was good, man. It's been about a month.
It's been a month. You know what? Nothing's damn changed. Everything's great.
Yo.
Didn't hit the lotto yet.
No. Yo, the tragic news, man. Ryan Dunn, man.
Rest in peace.
Yo, rest in peace to Ryan Dunn, man. Wow. Yo, it was nuts. We were watching Jackass 3.5 the day before.
Yep.
And I look on the news the next day, and it's just like, wow.
You know, and we were watching.
It's crazy.
You know what's funny? Not funny. I mean, you know, what's ironic is that we're watching me. I'm like, yo, can you believe these guys are not dead doing all of this? And then boom, the next day.
Yeah, I was just like.
I hope it wasn't me that put that out there.
Nah, but then they show video of Bam Margera. And you know, you look at these guys, and they fuck around and shit, and you know they do crazy stuff, and you think like they have no care in the world, and yo, he looked just like destroyed, dude. That was
you gotta realize, man. Your
his best friend, man. Yeah. So, condolences to the family of Ryan Dunn, all the friends, and yo, that's just crazy.
Rest in peace.
So
you're probably raising hell in heaven right now. Throwing shopping carts at Jesus, job kicking angels in the face.
Yeah, rest in peace to it, man.
All right.
But, yo, and not to make this a sad show, not at all, but,
it's been a minute, but I do want to make congratulations to all of the troops that are going to be coming home.
Word, yeah. About 10,000 of them or something, right? Yeah, there we go. But, you know, you're still going to have people hating, so. Yeah, we're not gonna even get into that.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that after I finished watching the address, then what you call it, I just happened to be on Fox News.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, and the first thing they were like, yeah, so Obama was wearing, I don't know why he was wearing that tie, you know, that communist tie he was wearing. I was like, damn, I didn't even get the guy a break. Shit. Anyways,
it's ridiculous. Yo, shouts out to my brother Danny, a.k.a. Daniel Lado.
The Joe Ben.
Yes, sir. The Joe Ben. He's going to be joining us, chopping it up a little bit.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to speak about with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, but we'll be back, man. Stay tuned. We got an interview with Julie Dexter. We'll be back.
This is Naughty Fox with Naughty Fox Photography. If I see it, you see it, and you're not listening to the Rob Report.
come back no more, no more. Then you can't come back no more, no more. Then you can't come back no more, no more. So tell me, do how do it feel to hear this hip from a chick? And when I grab the mic, and then I rip the mic, and then I hand it back, and then I drop it like I didn't mean to psych you. I even kinda like you, 'cause I really didn't do what I had planned to.
Young and I'm dumb, been spending cake to get some bump in the trunk. Dealing with everybody's opinion, trying to do me. Only down one, I'm in the final shooting threes like I don't give a fuck. Music we fuck and switch the position up. We love the things that keep on bringing out the kids in us. Been working all my life to do some different stuff, and people have the nerve to say I'm young and haven't lived enough. I'm on the road, my girl's so sad I'm gone. It's hard when I can even find the time to call my mom, and she thinks I'm going Hollywood. I guess she probably should. It seems like people see the bad and don't acknowledge good. I feel the shade, but I can see the sun. Cool. I got the time, I feel the need to run. A fool is what I've become. Young and I'm dumb, been spending cake to get some bump in the trunk. Drums with a pump like some Reeboks. See me from the treetops, they worry but they need not. Heating like a teapot, now I think I'm cool, 'cause I got a pair of shoes and moto, a jacket with a polo logo. My cup always filled with Henny, so no faux logo, but they should know so. I could go slow, you see that I'm smooth now. Used to ignore me, they study what I do now. With some help from Quali, and it's like on the beat, it's cool to say that my cipher complete.
Worm, I'm so sick with the verbs I used to words to healers. They loved how we kill it on stage, man. The murder theaters. No wonder they call in a bunker, sleep in the coffin. Dead, tired, exhausted from how often I be touring. So gangsta, like the occupation of made men. Creating chaos, my operation is mayhem. The movie never stopped, the frame change over. We add a Mac to the wolf pack, hangover. The hen is not a friend. I'm on that Lagavulin. Whatever substance I abuse it like a grown man. You're not a kid no more. No one to hold your hand or fall over. Make your shoulder lean like a drove fan. Go ham like Abraham reading all the signs. Oh yeah, and don't forget to call your moms. Same thing I told Bow Wow last year. Take care of the fam, 'cause that's all we really have here.
Quarter leathers and medallions, honeys lined up ready to ride like stallions. Since good love is hard to find, I snatch up the real hot ones and make them mine. I let my track wreck speak instead of me, on a level that the halfway players will never see. Wave the drinks in the air, shorty turn around, keep the ass right there. Focus your attention, let your eyes get paralyzed by the size of my rocks. Just remember that members of my clique carry glocks. We got it locked down, mo flowing, click rolling, bigger than smoking.
I'll get them open.
Team rough, scooping cream with the puff. You ought to quit sleeping, you don't dream enough.
Ooh, baby, not tonight. I don't want to fuss and fight. All the things you want to do. baby.
Or the way that you present your thing.
Oxalated.
We in the belly, so we might as well play.
Come on, baby.
The way you shine, shorty, you the shit.
Oxalated.
The princess and the pauper pick.
Come on, baby.
We may be poor, but we rich in soul.
Oxalated.
Just get involved and get in control.
Come on, baby.
Just get involved and get in control.
Come on, baby.
You know the way you do it, yo, bro.
Come on.
did I do wrong? It's all a mystery to me. Baby, I feel it too. But what am I supposed to do? Maybe I just changed. Or could I be wrong for you?
Always put me back, yeah. Paid the price, now I got it.
now an exclusive interview with Julie Dexter here on the Rob Report Show.
As an artist, people try to create their own styles and have a particular niche to say, you know, how would you identify what your particular style of music is? You know, instead of being grouped with everybody else, how would you say, you know, what makes Julie Dexter? What makes her stand out from the pack?
I think, you know, what makes me Julie Dexter is more so my journey. I think, you know, being born and raised in Birmingham, England, moving to London, then coming to Atlanta, even just within those, you know, moves in terms of place and addresses, just types of music that I've been driven to and drawn to and been influenced to and influenced by and inspired by has created what I think is a unique sound. It's like, you know, I'll be the first to say that I'm not, you know, the vocalist like a you know, like a Mariah, like a Whitney, like a Layla Hathaway, like, you know, these real accomplished vocals. I'm the first to say that, but I do have a voice that, to me, you know, has emphasis on the message and the music and the, you know, the style, feel good factor. It's not necessarily one way, it's just you can hear that, you know, I'm into jazz, I'm into reggae, I'm into soul, I'm into all these kind of musics, but there's still the fact that I've been born and raised in England and have Jamaican parents and moved to Atlanta. That's sound, you know, you're hearing the more soul and R&B on this new album, New Again, because I've been here 12 years and producers are African-American, so his musical experience has obviously influenced and inspired me to sing and write the way that I did on this album, you know.
We need more albums like this, though, as far as, like, that, I mean, this is why I was such a fan of this project, because of the fact that, you know, you have a producer that's crafting together one piece of work with an artist, which to me, if you just backtrack music and history, Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, I mean, is the prime example, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of great music can be made in that type of form, like how you went across from it. So it's, I mean, that's great. That's great. You know what I also wanted to ask you too? Being that you started during the, you know, I seen that you started during like the early 90s, and you've seen how the music industry's changed as far as from when people would go to the record store and buy that vinyl or buy that tape, and it's gotten to the point now where it's very internet driven. At least in your case, how have you been able to adapt from being in that scenario to now where you're pretty much having to promote heavily online? How has that affected, you know, everything you've been doing as far as, you know, your career?
You know, I think everything, and, you know, especially in terms of technology and, you know, the market in terms of whatever it is you're doing, it's always, because it's forever changing, whether it's designed in a way that, you know, you just got to keep, you know, ahead, two steps ahead. You've got to keep up on, you know, what's up, how to get up, and not be the last one to know, because by the time you're on that, they already moved on. You know, I mean, you really have to keep up. So this industry, I find, is getting, even in a shorter space of time, changing.
Right.
For example, I remember, you know, I remember no email. I could go back further, but just to go back this far, which is not really that far, but I remember no email, no internet,
mm-hmm.
no website.
I remember that too.
Just 10 years ago. That was only 10 years ago, you know?
Like about.
Yeah, but and we were doing whatever we were doing, and now I'm having to think, well, how did I do it? I remember I've got all these flashbacks of, I remember doing shows where I'm sitting there. You remember like that? Postcards, you made it on. We had people's physical addresses, and we
would
put the stamps on and send them. You know, these are flyers we were sending out for shows. You know what I mean? Like, we used to get flyers on the mail. I'm just thinking of how long that takes. You know, the day that you send it off and they don't get it till maybe a couple of days later. But my point is it's changed so much that you just gotta be with it. Like, you can get easily get left behind, but by that you're missing a whole opportunity of reaching an audience and sense of being an artist. That's what you're trying to do, expand every day. You're trying to expand on your audience, find who and where your audience is. If it's 1 in 10 people, 1 in 50 people, 1 in 100, whatever the ratio, your job ideally is to, you know, reach as many people in the world to find that through those people are digging you. So it's in your best interest to be up on it and to have a Twitter, to have a MySpace, to have a, you know, even if you're not active on it every day, have some kind of web presence that at least people type in your name. You know, you come up and they can find you, and if it's, you know, I'd agree to buy your music or come to your shows, that's easy and successful for them. So it's been, for me, like, it's almost like a blessing and a curse, because I'm not on that for about, I don't know, like a week or 2 weeks. I gotta play catch up. I gotta, you know, I gotta update. I gotta look. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she's right. She's right.
Yeah, really.
So let's talk about the new album on iTunes.
Word.
We were listening to it earlier.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, as far as this album's concerned, I mean, what's pretty much the, I mean, like, we already discussed the production side of things, but as far as the content, I mean, what was pretty much your idea going into this project? As far, did you have anything set in mind, or was this a situation where, you know, you and the producer sat down and it just came about?
I definitely didn't have anything set in mind. It was funny what you're saying about the producer thing, is that at the time, my manager at the time was looking for different tracks, different producers for the next, you know, quote-unquote Jerry Dexter album. So this was one of the producers that he had, you know, heard his music, one of his tracks, basically knew again the title track, and was like, oh, I think he might be feeling that. So he had, you know, presented the track to me, and I was feeling it, and then I heard the rest of his stuff. So it was, we were looking for one or two tracks, but I was like, I want to hear what else you got, you know. I was feeling,
yeah.
That's how much I was feeling it. And then he's just playing me stuff, after, you know, just music, just for days. Like, I had to choose, which is really hard, actually.
Yeah.
That album could have so many other different ways, because he had to talk, you know, a wealth of music. And just, it was just, you know, for me, you know, very, very, it's like, this is dope. I was feeling it.
Yeah.
Like,
those are always dope studio sessions. Always.
So yeah, that just was very organic. Like I said, we didn't plan that; it just happened that way.
Well, that's just some, yeah, pure artistic inspiration.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Let me ask you another question. What brought you from the UK to here? Now, did you move with your family, or you were like, you know what, I want to pursue music. You know, I'm gonna come. You're gonna come to the States. I mean, how'd you end up here? You know, on the other side of the pond, like they say.
You know, I just basically at the time, the opportunity, I'd been to New York, did a show, somebody from there came to it, was from Atlanta, and was like, you should come to Atlanta, Atlanta's feeling your music. So I ended up coming down here at the time of funk jazz, and Indie was about to blow up, and Donnie and all these people, you know, the scene was bubbling. So I ended up just, you know, coming at a time when I was received, you know, on a level that was more so than I had at home as a solo artist. So I moved here, and that was it. I just didn't turn back. I didn't plan on coming, but when I got here, 6 months later, I got my visa together and was here.
You just answered my question, because I was going to ask you as far as like what the difference was being over there to like being in a scene like in Atlanta, which is like a cesspool of talent, like across the board, with all type, you know, all kinds of music.
Cesspool. Wow.
Maybe that's a wrong choice.
A plethora. A cornucopia.
A plethora of talent. So yeah, I mean, you pretty much answered my question. I mean, it just seems like it was a different vibe than where you were coming from.
Yeah, definitely a different vibe, and definitely a different direction in sense of. I've been in a jazz band, for like, you know, 5-6 years in total, and, you know, wanted as a group, you know, and I wanted to, as a voice, I had stuff that I wanted to say. I had, you know, an urge to do my thing as a solo artist too, so mm-hmm. It just made sense for me to, you know, try altogether new, you know, try somewhere new where I wasn't known, and could basically, you know, try and get that out there by myself.
Well, that's a good approach.
See what would happen, yeah.
Yeah, for real. How about, musical, influence? Who would you say was your biggest influence in doing what you do?
Man, I would have to say somebody like Bob Marley, a huge impact on me musically, lyrically. He's just an amazing musician. You know, he's iconic in so many ways. And I know that he touched my life from a young age. You know, my mom constantly played his music.
Of course.
You know, not just his music, but reggae music. You know, whether it's Dennis Brown, whether it's Bob Marley, whether it's, you know, Toots and Maytals, whether it's whoever. It was just like, you know, reggae music playing a big part in our family. So, you know, when I got into Bob Marley and even now, you know, his music, not just the stuff that was commercially successful, but he had a lot of songs that were not even B-sides, but just on the album. If you got the album or knew about his catalogue, and they were just, you know, such an insight into what's going on to that Marvin Gaye, just relevant at that time and brilliant, you know.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess you being a newborn mother, you find a lot of inspiration in that now?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over again. It's different because this is a boy, and I had a girl the first time, and they're very different already.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So I feel new again in a lot of different ways, actually. But it's all beautiful. It's all really, you know, like, wow. And I'm, you know, feeling very blessed and just thankful and grateful and amazed, you know, like, just the design of life and how we start off so small, you know, and we learn how to open our eyes and look around and see further and just stuff like that.
Yeah, you cherish those little moments now, like little things that you growing up, you would never even...
Yeah, wait until they turn 18, though. When they turn 18, they're going to be like, whatever, Mom, you got to get away from me. My friends are around here. You're like, yeah, whatever, I'll take you out. I brought you in, I'll take you out.
Yeah, so we appreciate you calling. Seriously, this is I had fun with. I mean, actually, that reminds me with this as far as the parenting getting to 18. We have stories on scripts here, but we're not gonna release those.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But we appreciate you calling. Seriously, this was a great interview. Any information you want to give to the fans as far as your website's concerned? Any upcoming tours?
Well, the website is pretty much where people can go to keep up to date with shows, new music, etc. It's www.juliedexter.com. JULIEDEXTER.com. JulieDexter.com. You can connect with me on Facebook there, MySpace, Twitter, Reverb Nation, YouTube, all that good stuff.
You know, all that good stuff.
Hey, girl, you everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to activate my Twitter account.
Gotta keep up, man. Gotta keep up.
I try. Well, you know, I mean, you say 2 weeks. 2 weeks for you. You got to catch up. Yeah, I got like a solid year to catch up with Twitter. This, I go on it. It's just too much. I feel like an old man now. This ain't right.
Oh, man. All right, we appreciate you calling, and go get the album on iTunes, correct?
Yeah, iTunes, on Amazon, also on my website, juliedexter.com. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Check that new again.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
Go cop that. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to be back, and we're going to be playing some more new joints. My man Scripps here.
Yeah.
Bugging out as usual. Julie Dexter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
We on fluff, ace and champagne in the cups, bubbling with a French deluxe, looking like ultra velvet crush, throw it up, moonlight cracking through the top of the rag, leather avocado blowing down the next bottle, laser craft goggles, glasses tipping over, uptown Saturday night, we stone sober,
caging, uptown raging bulls, gracing the 80s core tour, gazelles with the leather members only all, offshore aviators collars furred out, buckles on my new buck boots, designers by the buck. All black Panthers on my sneakers, sneaking with the easy cheaper. Tall glass of easy Jesus, speakers
tall glasses, filled to the rim. Saturday nights we spill, uptown Saturday nights we spill, uptown Saturday nights we spill. Tall glasses, filled to the rim. Saturday nights we spill, uptown Saturday nights we spill, uptown Saturday nights we spill.
Grew up talking Chi-Town slang, never played soccer, but love. love to kick game. Love chicks with thick frames and big lip dames. Might see them on my arm cause I charm like Big James. I was at the Knicks game, they were playing the Nets. Courtside so I could hear the shit they say to the refs. Doug Spitzer type of stuff you can't express in a text. Seen a section of girls that be dressing for checks. That's when she stepped in front of me. Light skin, long hair, like the school days. Wanna be a big old, woo, let's just say she was blessed. She had got it from her mama, God gave her the rest. We were being introduced by a mutual friend. Like Kobe in the fourth, that's when the game begins. Game begins, game begins. I'm from the Windy City, so I play to win, come on.
I'm gonna blow your mind, hold you close. So close.
Told her that tonight was just right for us. She was flavor most and I could spice it up. Be my black Victoria Beckham once I wife it up. Ask her when's the next time we can speak. I might Chloe you and marry you in 3 weeks. Seen cheeks, she smiled and said she don't remember my name. That's when I realized that there ain't no gender in game. I thought, man, you don't know me. I'm the black guy in the flick with Angelina Jolie. Boldy, she told me, oh, you got moves. Her friend said, really, no, he's a good dude. After a couple of months of dating and pairs of good shoes, being snapped by the paps, we shared the good news. We were engaged, though many were confused. I'm from the Windy City, so I will not lose. Come on.
Like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me now. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none, love me none, love me none, no, no, no.
Dear loved one, I keep looking at your picture and that could get a nigga so twisted. I'm hearing sounds if you sing it, girl, listen. Thinking the ways that I could try to stay and kick it. I can't help myself. My niggas like, oh, you pussy whip. You shouldn't get caught up from that one trip. But shit happens as soon as you start macking. And I ain't even the type to start acting. So true, I look at you and see my queen to be. That's life for eternity. I take it to the ecstasy. Without the buzz, cause that might be the death of me. And I'm trying to show you some new scenery. Yo, hold up, I got another girl, but it ain't working like it's supposed to. I'm thinking of going postal. I need some space to think, like give me coastal. To find the law of love just can't come from Oprah. So let me tell you something. You think you know me a little, but it ain't really nothing. Sex talk, now who's bluffing? I pull your car like a pull of towel, and now we fucking. I send this out to any girl that really ain't frying. Move with it, cuz. Do it. Come on.
You can't get that from me.
Yeah.
And when you start to get that good,
then just know it's gonna be.
Cause I can't help myself.
Come on.
I just want you to see.
Yeah.
This what you need.
I can't help myself.
See me.
I just don't know what round it's like. I can't help myself. Look in the mirror, it's like.
Tell you that I'm loco, brother. I keep a tech and steel like the Coco Brothers. My name's still Smith and Wesson and me. Hard headed, the guy.
The tell you that I'm local, brother. Yeah. Keep attacking still like the Coco Brothers. My name's still Smith and Wesson and me. Hard headed, the God bodies couldn't teach a lesson to me. Our kids couldn't reach me, neither could the church boys. I was outside with a gun moving at work, boys. What up, naughty head, bull head, beer men? Some new sizzling us, we pants sear men. Fried to a fricassee, and I know I'm wicked, so I don't wear rosary or thicker beads. No crosses, no Bible or Quran, just survival on my mind with a gun up in my palm. All spiritual, I'm all lyrical. Dying, come back, I'm the ghost, I'm all miracles. I told them I could stay in Medusa, they think I'm high, but I'm really trying to stay in the future and shoot you. Gross. And now the DA wanna chase, cause the way I beat the case was a slap in the face. And now we looking like a wolf's ass, hotter than Tabasco, trying to stop the cash flow. But I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. He wanna give me years that end with a zero. And it's a trap trying to get rich. You got rats and all types of bullshit. The connect slow, or the money short, or they wanna play for the dish they brought. Better stop buying in the rations. Multiply, then divide into fractions. Got opportunities to go global. Heard it click and switch the chip in the mobile. Shake the fans off my coattails. Tell a little homie who to see for a remote sale.
A lot of whack rapping now when I know why. One cornball pops, so the rest wanna go try. All praises due to a law, no bow tie. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hills in the crib, so Aspen. No acting, Bokeem Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slave master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, mumbling off with my Mike Earl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, talk about nobody, I hold shotties. Upstate New York is where I throw bodies. Sean Grimey, rape you, make you sing it again. Ron Isles, now that's hard.
Got it.
Group.
Yeah, I remember when the bars was hard. Now rap cats play guitar, singing songs for broads. Video fixin', follow the stars. Said she wanna be a Barbie doll, Nicki Minaj.
It's happening now,
don't be on the raw. When you hear that clap of sound, won't be no applause.
In the freezer with Medusa, I'm fucking a stone cold killer. Your bitch vibing, I'm inside, and I tell your kids this. Daddy's been doing more dick riding than Kerry Wicks.
Nickel. Tell him what it is.
Look, I'm in the zone for Rilla. In the freezer with Medusa, I'm fucking a stone cold killer. Your bitch vibing, I'm inside, and I tell your kids this. Daddy's been doing more dick riding than Kerry Wigton. I'm very venomous, very innocent, and I will send a monster to your house. Call him Harry Henderson. Oh my god, I was just in jail. Then the devil caught pneumonia, and it made me sick as hell. You niggas counting me out, can get the richest still. Y'all all in the matrix, should've picked a different pill. You about to see how far the Paul Rosenberger go. The height of my game is like a DeMar Rosen vertical. No one understands me. Only one sicker than me is M. I'm the new DMC, it runs in the fam.
Man, why that nigga gotta bring M name up all the time, man? That nigga wouldn't even be rich without that nigga. Shut up, faggot.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
Too many sick niggas, nickel bring the remedy.
Make it real clear.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
You not ready for the raw deal? It's all real. Kiss the ring, be gone.
I'm the magnificent with the sensational style. My wedding with the streets, got the cake but no vows. I'm arrogant as fuck, who cares, you suck. Rappers talking about we the best and been to Paris too much. You hot, you sick, shit. I'm like a therapist slush, y'all ain't fly. Y'all falling slow with a parachute up, up. I'm a face slapper, niggas sleeping on the outfit. Call us Taylor Gang, set we wake and bake rappers. Slaughter Yellow Wolf, responsible for haters' actions. Y'all on Gilligan's Island, find a greater captain. Victory laugh, even my photographer's happy. Picture me mad, I feel wilt. Your bitch suck my dick, I nutted on the floor and left her standing there crying over spilled milk.
come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
Too many sick niggas, nickel bring the remedy.
Make it real clear.
I come to embarrass y'all rappers. I should run a marathon backwards so I can see what second place look like.
You not ready for the raw deal? It's all real. Kiss the ring, be gone.
My swings like chains on a playground. A bus fly plus I'm about to put some wings on a greyhound. My theory, you as you lie, you drink beer and I ain't hearing ya, so you must be from Liberia. I wave by like Hitler, 100-round thumper, bulletproof. What? You gon' need an underground bunker. I ain't where you should go. I'm out, okay.
Money in the pocket when I walk my pants sack. In and out of town, that's why the guard look jet lag. Sheik's still banging, I ain't waving the red flags. The curse of Bin Laden, bolts don't float across. His ghostly bones will rise up with green moss. Blocks, what's your name again? Donnie G. D-Blocks with your fam.
S.B.
Wave the Ruger at these haters. This New York rap, who else with you?
L.K.
Down, down, 38 revolving a brown bag. Money in the pocket when I walk my pants sack. In and out of town, that's why the guard look jet lag. Sheik's still banging, I ain't waving the red flags. The curse of Bin Laden, bolts don't float across. His ghostly bones will rise up with green moss. Smoke blowing on a weave. Honey on a sleeve, Louis V's in a breeze. Condos in Miami. I ain't even use the keys. Women in fast cars, some of my pet peeves. Cash and big guns, be with emojis. Levi's white ups, City Lab tees. Knicks and naked Yanks, gotta bring it home. Them dirty Harry sitting on me on chrome. Public enemy, welcome to the terror dome. This UK money, my phone stay on roll. Safety on Glock, ice on rock. I rep Biggie since Rick Ross rapping pop.
I don't like too many rappers, Orton. I don't. If you see me talking to cowards, it's all big and true. Gotta be ready to die to war with
ready
us. Yeah, we three deep, but there's plenty of more with us.
L-O-X.
Shop it up, bag it up, set it up. I got a problem on the strip, I'll wet it up. I can get a ton on the arm, get your credit up. Talking to the pilot on the palm, then the senator.
Feel
you faking, I get it shaking. I shake your wife at the dinner table like taking. I did dirt since Crush Groove and Breaking. Now they got a Biggie movie pop coming next. You can suck my, you said the locks ain't the best. Now yell pause and no homo that. And get a bullet in your fitted with a logo at. Another one by the N.E. sign. Stab him in the face with the pen he signed. That ass that turned it to a snapback.
I'm the one that make the car start. Engine, hard liquor 2 weeks straight. Binging. It's dope, get your sniff on or syringing. I'm really in these streets, they pretending. You compare him to these creeps, you offend him. Water and oil, you don't mix, you can't blend them. Trunk full of powder, cook it when I get there. It's me all alone on the throne, yeah, I sit there. Now just let the haze burn. Bullets don't never change, they always burn. Majority is snakes, the rest is straight worms. Everybody's a baller, then I must be Dave Stern. Virus, whenever I spit, I spray germs. Who else been nice for this long and stayed firm? Boom. Donnie G, the Phantom, and Al-Qaeda. L-O-X, the criminology coordinators.
Mid hits, late red, yeah, we turn it out. Whole bit, throw this when we blow it out. Star studded, gold rush when we in the house. Artifacts, contact, nigga, no doubt. Mid hits, late red, yeah, we turn it out. Whole bit, throw this when we blow it out. Star studded, gold rush when we in the house. Artifacts, contact, nigga, no doubt. The Reconvinced to set it off, lined out and chalk. Suspenseful like horror flicks, machete in the dark. Beat slices apart, heart pumping through sleeves. Trees marked now, I lean, sharp daggers to spleen. Keen fetish for cream, extreme mannerism deemed. Green cosign and drop bombs on everything. We highly flammable, combustible hustle. Lyrics will touch you like MMA tussles and turnbuckles. Muscle brawn, blood drawn, hunger from the storm. Warm from the start like schools and drill alarms. Shit upon niggas, we seated the top thrones. Mad at my gimmicks, we drop riddles from thrones. Stone as a walk, roam through my home. Confide in the music and my partner cause we roll. Y'all niggas threaten cause we hold concealed weapons. Shut down every session, motherfucker, no question. Mid hits, break bread, yeah, we turn it out. Roll pit, throw this when we blow it out. Star studded, gold crush when we in the house. Artifacts, contact, nigga, no doubt. Mid hits, break bread, yeah, we turn it out. Roll pit, throw this when we blow it out. Star studded, gold crush when we in the house. Artifacts, contact, nigga,
take
no
balls,
doubt.
I'm a prank call to industry. On an 8-ball with Hennessy. Take charge essentially and make y'all remember me. Stays the greatest comeback ever and sell it grip, spitting hella shit. Artifacts, Tame, Chaos, and Elliot. I met a chick who says she was celibate, so I vibe it. Take it to my jungle habitat, ghetto environment. There's no denying it. I'm constantly high as shit with 5 or 6 bags of piff left in the stash and half a clip. I'm saying my ashtray roaches is dope as shit as it is. Keep me open like coke, laughing at kids till sunrise. Tame one, guys, girls, gangsters. Tame's not a wankster. I'm shaking, thank you.
begging stacks on rap. Track slap like hand claps, rock like anthrax, roll like Amtrak. The man's back. Give me that premium rap. See me that? Who does that?
Make hits, break bread, yeah, we turn it out. Roll fifth, blow this when we blow it out. Star study, gold crush when we get the house. Artifacts, contact, nigga, no doubt. Make hits, break bread, yeah, we turn it out.
Stab, bullet wound in my snap. That beef I cook it, God gets down. Call it what you want, the clip, the ladder, banana. I bet when I squeeze it, scatter. That's a whole different story. Find out the baby ain't mine right there on Maury. Me, I make, I guess this is six out of six, mother. Tell me, how do you want it? The knife or the razor? You running, I'm coming to get you, boy. And hide if you want, but nothing can save ya. Time's running out, I'ma get you. I do a B-boy stab, bullet wound in my snap. That beef I cook it, God gets down. Call it what you want, the clip, the ladder, banana. I bet when I squeeze it, scatter. That's a whole different story. Find out the baby ain't mine right there on Maury. Me, I make the whip fish tail, trunk full of fish scale. The raw market itself, suckers sell. That's 36. To love, give me kiss, give me hug. Get to talking and close the phone bug. This Ferrari, I get to the green. Half man, half machine. I'm on your head with the beam. So focused, ferocious. I shoot your pretty. Tell them Gucci loafers. You're with the wrong one, a strong one. That God gave the gift. Stop the hit. You wanna make it? Why would you be mad? I done made it. Tell me, how do you want it? The knife or the razor? You running? I'm coming to get you, boy. I didn't want but nothing to save ya. Time's running out, I'ma get you, boy.
Chewbacca, deuce deuce popper, not rocking your shoes proper. True shotter, necking your noose nodder. My three versus your four, who cruise hotter? Random, everybody on my team is winners. Everybody on your team beginners. Why you do that, rap? Chewbacca, deuce deuce popper, not rocking your shoes proper. True shotter, necking your noose nodder. My three versus your four, who cruise hotter? Random, everybody on my team is winners. Everybody on your team beginners. Why you do that, rapper? Fucking new jack rappers. Flinch when I walk by, cause I do smack rappers. Sean the Barbarian, deadly dose of the dope shit, black tar heroin. The best out bar for bar, part is God given talent, scream alhamdulillah. You got no skills, you got no talent. Your shit no frills, and your bitch toss salad. Niggas rap albums sound like love letters. Pen in my hand like damn fam, I could do much better.
Yeah, fuck, what we doing? What you doing? What we doing?
I write classics, you can't hack it, you know what it is. In the room with the floor covered in plastic, passive. Never got a street cat paid, so I'm active. Stay back, I keep that blade. High hater, I carve a smile right next to your frown. Like laugh now, cry later. Potato on the barrel, french fry 10 guys for major violations. Call it annihilation. Your tough talk, I don't get it. You wouldn't fight a ticket, so I recite a lyric. Especially when lyrics get a rifle at you fitted. I'm sure the buck sold, tell Pac what up, though. My foes better be real. You wanna be tough, alright, you'll forever be still. Still, I get nicer, yet I'll ice ya and rhyme with the force of a Jedi cipher. What?
Yeah, what we doing? What you doing? What we doing?
Tell me how you do it. Your boy's so hood and I ain't never had to prove it. It's just me and the swag that I move with. Never so cracked, now that is a movement. My mama says stay away from the streets, but I'm from Flatbush, ma. This the belly of the beast where the wolves on the hunt like they never gon' eat.
That's the sound that I want.
Real talk, they don't care if you die. Shoot on sight,
you. In the hood where I'm from, all they do is hate you, man. All my dudes, they hate us then. BK straight, tell your man to take the stand.
Mama says stay away from them gangsters. Some boys no good, don't play with them gangsters. Should've listened when your mama told you. Couple shots to your dome, now your life is over. Mama says stay away from them gangsters. Some boys no good, don't play with them gangsters. Should've listened when your mama told you. Now you're locked behind bars, yeah, your life is over.
I never felt like I had something to prove. And I never had the front, that just wasn't the move. I ain't never had to stunt in front of hundreds of dudes. I came up in the hood, I'm from the gutter like who? And I never understood how they rap about it. Bad boys hush, they don't dap about it. Cats get clutched, they don't clap, it's crowded. Rappers get touched, they as ass, they cowards. That ain't me, no, I never was a G. But I never was a punk, and I never had the work. I ain't never was a tool, I ain't never had a gun. Used to spit like a fool, trying to be the next one. You see the streets, it just wasn't my lane. So I never spat a rhyme about hustling cane. Never spat a line about busting that thing. Instead I used to dream I was Russell or Kane.
Mama says stay away from them gangsters. Some boys no good, don't play with them gangsters. Should've listened when your mama told you. Couple shots to your dome, now your life is over. Mama says stay away from them gangsters. Some boys no good, don't play with them gangsters. Should've listened when your mama told you. Now your life is over.
Yo, started in the game slinging, and I was about 17 when it first started, man. Crazy. I was still in high school, academics was great. Brought up a work to school, all the chicks love my style. I was like the golden child. Big chains like running them, money pal. Stay fresh, sneakers from Paragons. Money long hat chicks wearing my chain while I bounce the ball. Playing projects, courting the Pyrex. Selling them capsules, watching who gon' die next. Did a state bid now, grown man. Thoughts like Conan, wish I would've thought strong before, man. Mind on death row, that's why I kick it with you. Mixed with the realest to make sure that you feel it. Did them corners with the packs, now I'm torn off the map. It's like that
in the hustle, ain't much change. Trying to survive to maintain this game. I gotta keep that flow, gotta get that dough. I'm prepared for this, now I'm ready to go. Still in the hustle, ain't much change. Trying to survive to maintain this game. I gotta keep that flow, gotta get that dough. I'm prepared for this.
But now we in the middle and it feel like we do. You used to wanna kiss me, now you diss me. Man, you got a nigga jacking off, cause all the back and forth with this off and on, off and on. When we first got together, things were cool like a pool. We didn't date much, no, we just copped the Dutch and headed upstairs, aired out the hutch. True from the start, so I captured my heart. Caught up in the rapture, like a body snatcher. Hype all the time, just to hear your laughter. Those were the good old days and they were recent. Now you do slick sly shit, that's indecent. I ain't here to speak on that. I have to have a voice for me.
Reach on back.
I gotta have a balance, a little buoyancy. I guess I should take you out on dates. Cause lately, it seems you're not feeling me. And that's fucked up, cause a nigga still in heat. Now I'm busy trying to work my way back in the door to get you to at least like me. Cause way back before, you used to wanna date me. Now you hate me. Hey yo, everything was smooth, it was all in the groove. Hey yo, now it's all cost, and we talk about the boss. Yeah, yo, you got a nigga jacking off, cause all the back and forth with this off and on, off and on. Love, in the beginning it felt brand new. Now we in the middle of the
speech, cause he figured he won you over and impressed your peeps. By blowing money fast like he next to Meech. But going off his past, may he rest in peace. Cause what's been dug up ain't an artifact, but enough dirt to make it's the cons full. This is what the Emmys and the Oscars are about. Cause there's an actor and imposter in the house. Making an acceptance speech, cause he figured he won you over and impressed your peeps. By blowing money fast like he next to Meech. But going off his past, may he rest in peace. Cause what's been dug up ain't an artifact, but enough dirt to make you have a heart attack.
All these stars out, and these people know my name. I could be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same. and these lights are glowing, but he don't want them. He'd rather chill and hold me. Maybe he could be the one. He want me to trust you, but how can I trust you when I don't know the first thing about that? There's so many questions and I know my lesson. Messing with my heart and I just got it back. I just wanna love you, baby. I don't wanna waste no time. I wanna be the only one, baby. Please don't break my heart. I've been here before. I don't know if you're the type who's gonna keep me sure. When the doubt creeps in my mind, will you be there, baby? Or will you let me go? Can you stand the pressure? This is what I need to know. You want me to trust you, but how can I trust you when I don't know the first thing about that? There's so many questions, there's so many lessons that I need for you to have my back. Cause I just wanna love you, baby. I don't wanna waste no time. I wanna be your only one, baby. Please don't break my heart. Don't break it. Please don't break my heart.
In the days it was this hoe I knew before I had cash. Down Van Brown skin, big titties, fat ass. Until one day I really started bugging this shit. Niggas was like, F, how could you fall in love with this bitch? But come to find out, shorty was a shiesty hoe. She had a nigga really digging, she was wifey though. Fine, way out of line, with a mind that was mad vicious. I never had bitches, so she listened to them crab bitches. And sometimes I think she only fuck with me cause of the way I suck titties and never bust nuts quickly. Not at all thinking we smoking and alcohol drinking. If honey's lonely, that's probably cause she money hungry.
Bitches ain't nothing but problems. Can't live with them, can't live without
them. That's from the spirit, so when you hear these lyrics, they sing. Nowadays, these honeys all about material things.
Bitches ain't nothing but problems. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
But I'ma deal with it, and be real with it. And if the ex, if you ask, you will still hold it.
Yeah, turn it up. Y'all want that hit? To the beat like blocker, blocker. That shotgun, shotgun. Shotgun, shotgun. Whoop. Ooh, oh, yeah, crack, yeah. What I do when a bad lady up, thing up. Y'all want that hit? Yeah. To the beat like blocker, blocker. That shotgun, shotgun. Shotgun, shotgun. It's gangsta, gangsta, bling and deal with the banger, danger. Head crack, what I do when a valet dude pull a thing up. Dudes better get their game up, way the chains hanging, I stay untangling them. And the boys is bout that, bout don't talk me to death, put money with your mouth at. Book money, that's how you get your house packed. Bring wife to my show, I hit your spouse. Too live with it, get it. On that white T tip with the fitted. Get your paper, extra, extra. AJ ready, is the check cut. It's Detroit City, and these boys with me ain't the gang. You want that bang, just hit me. AG, they need that hit. It's JD and Bling Nash. Take this shotgun, shotgun. That shotgun, shotgun. Take this shotgun, shotgun. To the beat like blocker.
All I see is blinking lights, track boards and fat mics. 950s, SB12s, MP60s. Shit is thumping, eardrums pumping. The shit is type hype, but the sample is tight, right? See is blinking lights, track boards and fat mics, 950s, SB12s, MP60s. Shit is thumping, eardrums pumping. The shit is type hype, but the sample.
temple is tight, right? Bite this one and leave teethless. Never sweat that, cause I'm a cool cat, just like Heathcliff. Beat this, give up the loot. It's 94 and bitch ass niggas, yeah, they still get the boot. The North Flakes, cause I be flowing in all states. Show kept digging and digging, now he got more crates. That's right, nigga, roll that dime, and I'm the only living matter that controls my mind. Peace to every single rapper on this whole earth. Sellouts got no worth, I think they better go soul search. Now here I go again, ready to flow again. And if the coast ain't clear, hell yeah, I'm still going in. Get it together or you'll be laying on a stretcher. I betcha, I'ma getcha, the number one heart stressor. Sorry, Black, that's right, it's a cardiac arrest. Try to triple team the best, then where's party at? Lost to no one, a warrior like Shogun. And when the show's done, stacks and stacks is how the hoes come. I boost your feeling, confidence is to the ceiling. If I'm sick, I'll pick a chick for sexual healings. I'm unique, a freak like Malik in the twilights with more highlights than Dominique. Around my boys is where the jail stops. Up to the streets, the jeeps, my peeps in the cell blocks. I'm not the best, but I give you stress. To flatter me, your strategy gotta be more complex than chess. Stop bluffing, cause you ain't saying nothing, G. And start ducking, I'm the A to the fucking G. Last LP, we got downright. Showed all these corny motherfuckers what hip hop's supposed to sound like. C-A-G and a brother show. Quiet is kept, it's best that you step on the low.
Yeah. Episode 15.
Quince.
Quince. Quinceañera. Yeah, we should have had a quinceañera for this shit.
For the show?
For the show, yeah.
For the show is coming.
Meet us at quarter to.
Yeah.
We'll beat the shit out of you.
You are.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shouts out to Julie Dexter for the interview.
Yeah, that was a good interview, man. She was like, yeah, really humble.
Yeah. She's mad cool.
I love her voice. I love people who speak, they sound so eloquent with an accent. That's just great, you know?
Yeah, she's cool. Shouts out. Make sure to check her website out.
Word.
So,
go ahead.
We have to talk about it.
What's up? I'm right here.
This is the first show since... The Miami Heat took the L.
Oh! In the finals. Why do we have to bring that up?
Hey, look, man. Look. I have no excuse.
Wade was trying to hold the team. Bosh was in La La Land.
I have no excuse.
But you know what? Maverick, they deserve it.
They deserved it, man.
They deserve it. Mark Cuban's my idol because anybody that tips a fucking person
$20,000... Yo, 20 grand.
...is my fucking idol.
Yo, and...
Because I only do 20%.
The crazy part about it is all the video footage and all the funny videos that they're putting out. Like, all right, you remember in the beginning of the season, they did the NWO videos where it was like they made a mock-up of when Hulk Hogan turned bad. Yeah. And they put the faces of LeBron James, and then they had the computer. LeBron James leads the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, it was mad
the
funny. I saw one today that was basically it was Bret Hart and Vince McMahon, and he pushes Vince, but Vince is Pat Riley, and LeBron is Bret Hart, and he's bitching and complaining and saying all this shit, and then like these. Yo, go on YouTube and just type LeBron James parody, and you're going to find a lot of funny shit anyway, but it's some of the Look, I'm a Heat fan, and I could take the L. Because, look, man, they deserve to lose the way they played. And, look, LeBron didn't come through. They ain't lying.
You know what
they
it
ain't
is?
Lying. Are they going to not ever win? I don't think so.
They're eventually going to win. They better win a fucking championship because Pat Riley's going to...
Yo, like, you seen what happened in Vancouver when the Canucks lost and they fucking rioted in the city?
Oh yeah.
That imagine if throughout these 7 years
we don't win a championship
and LeBron ends up leaving or Wade leaves and they said, you know what, it's just not working. It's gonna be like the 80s riots in Miami all over again.
LeBron goes to, like, at that point he's
there's gonna be so many young players are gonna kick his ass. He goes to like the Nuggets.
Yeah, but look,
that, like, he's even worse team than them.
They I don't know, man. Like, I'm
he
not
plays for
I'm
the
not,
Wizards.
I'm not in a sense worried about this team and shit. But hey,
the
look, man.
Bucks.
It is what it is, man.
Bucks.
Dallas deserve it. Shots to them. But hey,
you
man.
You know what? I mean, you know
what can you do?
Yeah, and to everybody that's hating on, you know, LeBron.
Shut the fuck up!
Just do me that solid. That's all you gotta do. All right. You know, but you know, I'm not even front. You know, he just looked like, I mean, he was, I mean, at the end, he wasn't putting
he just
in
looked,
his
he, yo, he was, he
He's
didn't
tired, you know, he's like, you know, because, you know, it's hard being, a, you know, it's hard being a multi-millionaire.
I think what killed it,
and
I think
and,
what killed it for them whatever. Is the whole intro of them, of doing the special that he, you know, he's going to decide where to go. Like, they made a... I mean, look, man, they made a big spectacle about it. And it was, to me, in my opinion, like, after the fact, man, it was disrespectful to Cleveland, man. I mean, I think the respectful thing would have probably been is him, like, yo.
We're leaving Cleveland.
We're parting ways. Yeah, but he made a whole big deal about it, leaving the team that he was with on pins and needles. And I'm like, yo, man, just tell him, like. But, again, to me, man, like, LeBron James, man, is just. He's a kid. Like, think about it, man. This kid, he's been an adult pretty much for the last 7-8 years, and it's almost the fact that, like, he doesn't even know any better to, like, not say stupid
all
shit.
Know, yeah. He says stupid shit.
He
all
does
that,
say stupid, and
you know,
I'm like,
everybody
what
can
you
say what they want. Everybody can say what they want about whomever, but you know, at the end of the day, he's laughing his ass.
I think, right. I mean, but he said
because
that. That's what he said.
If he never,
that's what he said.
If he never wins a fucking championship, that dude's family's.
But
paid,
see, but
so
but you know, there.
He don't care.
I think no,
LeBron,
but I think
fuck you, LeBron. Oh, my bad. I just had some had a relapse.
It's ridiculous. Yo, I think he wants a championship. I mean, you don't get to this point because he's paid the fuck out, and at this point. Yeah, of course he wants to win the title because guess what? You're up in comparison to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. And between those guys, they got about 11 championships.
Damn, bro, you're enlightening.
You're a smart motherfucker.
Yeah, well, and or I think a little more. I don't want to. It was, well, six. Yeah, probably 11 and 12.
Whatever.
LeBron has zero, you know?
I'm the first
zero.
Dallas.
Wade has one.
They deserve it.
They do. Shots to Dallas.
Yeah.
Shots to Dallas.
Nowitzki, you Nazi. What's up?
There's what else? Oh, so
what?
Your favorite person, Money Mayweather. Your favorite guy.
Yeah, what about him?
He's actually fighting a young fighter.
How would you know that?
His name ain't Manny Pacquiao.
Mayweather.
But
yeah.
He's fighting Victor Ortiz, who's you were here for the Berto fight, right?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, well, this is the dude who beat Andre Berto.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in WBC welterweight champ, and he's about to face Floyd Money Mayweather from a 16-month layoff.
Wow. So
he's not fighting Manny Pacquiao. Everybody's upset. Pacquiao's fighting.
Hey, listen, man.
Marquez.
Mayweather. Daniel Tosh took a punch from fucking Pacquiao.
Yo, you saw that. That was funny, right?
Yeah. Hey, Mayweather. This is how, hey, look, what did he say, Mayweather? This is how men act?
Yeah. But look, I'll say this.
We're going to get back into this.
No. I ain't going to make it long. Like, what I've been saying for the longest time is that this dude's an opportunist. And look, Victor Ortiz possesses what? A championship belt that he can gain again.
Right.
He beat an undefeated guy.
Who are we talking about?
Victor, I'm talking about Floyd, right. But this is his selection of opponents. Now, like, if
Floyd, you're not impressed.
If you look back to Victor Ortiz... Okay, Victor Ortiz quit against this dude named Maidana, and he got a draw against a much lesser skilled dude than Mayweather. So on paper, they're painting it like, yeah, this is going to be a competitive fight, but inevitably, it's going to be that.
Yeah,
but you know what, too?
Win.
Hey, but look, Pacquiao's fighting this dude Marquez, and to me...
Dude, they're filler fights.
How many filler fights do you need? Like, I'll say this, and then we'll move on to the next
public
subject. If they don't fight after these two fights, then I'm going to be like, fuck it. Forget it.
They're never going to fight. Mayweather, if you're listening...
The reason
fuck
I...
you.
Thank you.
The reason I think they still will is because the money's still there. I think after next year, though,
the reason why you still think
that shit's
gonna
fade.
The reason why you still think it's gonna fade because you have faith in it.
It's not that I have faith. No, it's not the faith. The numbers add up, man. Floyd is about making money. Pacquiao too. Like, Pacquiao don't fight for free. He made $20 million.
Pacquiao don't need to fight anymore. You know, I think Pacquiao like just wants to just focus on politics all the way. He's like, you know, he's getting to that point. He's like, listen, I fought everybody that I needed to fight. When Pacquiao, I guarantee you, somewhere within the next 2 years, Pacquiao's gonna fucking retire, and then Floyd's gonna be like, oh man, I'm ready to fight. And then Pacquiao's like, dude, I got a real job now.
But see, but you know what? At that point, there's nothing that Floyd can do that people would say, oh.
Floyd is
It would be over with.
Floyd is the hammer.
I'll be watching these fights, though. Don't get me wrong.
With a salad and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
next.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, another rest in peace, man. We didn't mention this before. Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh,
rest in peace.
Oh, my God, dude.
That was sad.
Like, that was like a childhood hero. Just, damn.
That sucks.
He's the biggest wrestler probably to have died, like, in our generation. I put him up there with Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper and these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Until your man, Rick Flair.
Well, yeah. When he dies, there's going to be like...
He's still wrestling. Dude's like 72.
He's 60. Yeah, he's 64. So 63, some shit like that. And that is episode 15.
Amazing.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Shouts out to Julie Dexter for the interview.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Yeah. Make sure you check out her website, juliedexter.com.
Yes.
Also, check out our website, therobreportshow.blogspot.com.
Yes, sir.
Also, email us.
Yes, your music and all your products, send it in.
robreportshow@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we will be back for episode 16.
The sweet 16. We're going to have some joints out there for people. They're going to be like, holy crap, that show is dope. We're on show 15, gonna go on 16. We should be at 27.
Absolutely.
Who's counting?
Absolutely.
I know I'm not. But.
Shouts to everybody around the world listening.
Oh, yeah. All the fans in China. Yeah. All the fans in Japan.
Shout out to my brother in China.
Yeah.
Christian. Yeah.
I wish I could say something in Chinese. shout out to people in Mumbai, to everybody in the call centers listening to us. Yo, shout out to people in the UK. Shout out to Uganda. Shout out to the gorillas in Colombia that kidnapping people while listening to the show.
Wow.
Shout out to those people in Cuba that don't have internet, but they get the show somehow. Shout out to all the Puerto Ricans of Puerto Rico that do have internet that could get the show. And, you know, shout out to the people in Haiti that still don't have internet, but the people in Santo Domingo tell them about the show, so when they come here, they listen to it, so we really got fans.
Wow, what an outro.
Oh, wait, I'm not even done yet. Brazil. Shout out to Brazil and all those women that listen to the show, and they're like, oh my God, I want to see more of Scripps and RL and these Danielito, and they come here and they're so impressed by who we are that they sleep in front of your house.
Ridiculous.
Because you're just amazing. Shout out to the Vatican, to the Pope. Shout out to the Queen. Shouts to Prince whoever that just got married to Kate Middleton, because she's a dime piece, actually. I'm not even done yet, man.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace, Ryan Dunn and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Word up.
Shout outs to Mom and Pops. Yeah, I think I'm done.
Shout outs to the 1980 Mustang.
Oh, that's Holla. What's up. Shout out to Barack Obama for bringing the truth back. Yo, and Newt Gingrich, I'm sorry that nobody's going to run with your campaign because nobody's going to finance you because you pretty much suck. Shout out to everybody else. Yo, man, shout out to all of those Mormons that are like, you know, they just have mad wives and stuff, yo. And shout out to that homeless dude that I always give a dollar to.
I think it's the longest shout out in the history.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, yeah, and shout out to Tracy Morgan, who had to freaking go and be like, oh, I take back what I said because, you know, I'm not that funny. You know, Tracy Morgan, I like you. You said what you said. You're comedic. You're a comedian. You say weird, outlandish stuff, and you know, and you know, Glad got mad at you for what you said. I mean, you know, whatever. You should have stuck to your guns. Who else? Yeah,
I think that's about it.
Yo, man, I'm done.
Yo, ridiculous.
Shout out to my unborn child.
Wow.
I actually even said that.
Ridiculous. We'll catch you on episode 16.
Yeah, I got more shout outs after that.
Peace.